Thanks, Mags. I've got like a whole lot of pink envelopes.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
All from the congregation to say Happy Mother's Day to me.
Oh, okay.
So really cool. It's really nice to have you. If I said crocodile, what would you say? If I just said like crocodile, what would be the first word? I'll tell you what my wife's first word. I said crocodile to my wife and she said Dundee to me. Not the answer I was looking for. It's like saying to you guys in Afrikaans, kreer, and you'll say crocodile or crocodile and then kreer. No, I'm not looking for, if I just said crocodile, what would you say to me? Are you Indian? Like you wouldn't. What would you say? Carry the thing.
There we go.
Carry it.
There we go.
If I said crocodile to you, what did you say?
Pia via buta.
Jeez, like, hey guys, it's not political. It's not political. We're in the Let's cross the Rubicon. You know what I'm saying? Let's get across the Rubicon. And thank you so much indeed. What kind of crocodile would you think of, Riel?
A Nile crocodile.
Thank you, Riel. Thank you so much. Just say Nile crocodile. In Afrikaans, the Nile crocodile. Yeah, okay. So it's so nice to have you. Welcome. I'd like to dedicate today to my mum. She turns 86 this year. And I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for her, not just in the earth, but in the church. She prayed for me, and she taught me about Jesus. So if you're online, Mum, which you will be this afternoon, I love you, and I want to honor you in front of my family in Pretoria. I want to tell you, Mum, you taught me about Jesus, and you prioritized the church to us. I don't know why you always went and sat in the front, but maybe God knew that I was meant to be a pastor. But we always sat in the front of the church. It embarrassed me. Every wedding we went to the front row. Whether it was our cousin, second cousin, third cousin, or a mistake invitation, we sat in the front row. But Mum, I've watched you have your daily devotions for the time that I've been alive. I've been alive 58 years, probably for 55 years. I've watched you have daily devotions every single day. Faithful daily living, get hold of Jesus. And I've watched you bring every part of our family's life to Christ. And I want to honor you for that. The second person I want to honor is my nephew and niece, Nicholas and Demi. My niece and nephew have been trying for a baby for many, many years, and this week they gave birth to Lily May. Yeah. So Lily May is the newest member of our family, and you're saying, why are you doing this, Rory? Because we're building a family.
Beautiful.
And I have the chance of being the voice today. So Demi, who's lying in hospital, and Lily May and my nephew Nicholas. So I want to say really, really happy first Mother's Day to you. And really love you, and I'm really, really proud of you. I want to dedicate this day to my very dear friend Erica, who's sitting up there. And I had the privilege, Erica, of watching you journey, the journey to find your mum. And I can't remember if it was 52 or 53 years, but I know it was over 50 years while you were looking for your tummy, mummy. Sure. And maybe you're sitting in this auditorium and it's been 25 years or 30 years that you've been looking for your tummy, mummy. But that lady looked for her tummy, mummy for 52 years and she found her. Mm-hmm. And so I honor her today. I want to honor your mum. And I want you to tell your mum that we really love her and that we really honor her. And that which she gave birth to was so beautifully and wonderfully knit together in her womb. And we've had the privilege of living out your ordained days as your friends and as your fellow believers in this church. I want to dedicate this day to Neo, who is the husband of Maggie, who lost his mum this week. And some of you, this will be your first Mother's Day without your mothers. I want to honor Neo, Maggie, and thank God for what he did in your life and how he came into your life and gave you a little girl, become a mum of your own. And I think of that very, very broken girl who walked into this auditorium 12 or 13 years ago and how you used to sing with absolute freedom and how people used to resent you and then they started to love you. And the amazing thing to see a young black lady lead a meeting in Pretoria with a probably 90% Afrikaans church is quite a miracle of God. And I'll explain to you from the scriptures how that works. But we honor you, Mags, and we honor Naya, and we honor the memory of his mother. I met a man, and you say, why are we taking so long? Because that's what we do. We're a family. I met a man in the... Actually, I met a whole lot of people today. I met people from Palabora. I didn't even know people lived there anymore. Not English. I don't think many English people would survive there. But they just walked up and said, Ons is van Palabora. I said, Goeiemôre. Hoe gaan dit? Ek is bang dat julle hier is. Het julle messe en gewere? Want hierdie is 'n kerk. Asseblief, kan jy jou gewere by die koffieshop los? Want ons gaan nou die Here dien. Hy sê, ons is lidmate van jou kerk. So die mense van Palabora en Pofadder, julle is baie welkom. Op lyn en in persoon. Dit is nie te sleg nie, hè? Ja, baie dankie. Baie dankie. Yeah, thank you. And now what we're going to do is we're going to get all the children in this auditorium whose mothers are here today. I want you to stand. If your mothers are here today, I want you to stand. Okay, put your telephones down. Your mothers are not allowed to go into AI, and we're going to do the biblical Mother's Day quiz to get a voucher to a coffee shop, no, to a beautiful restaurant to take your mother out for lunch. Wow. Rindy, well, you can't stand. Where's your ma? Where's your ma? Where's Rindy Sama? Where's Rindy Sama? Where's he? But where's Rindy Sama? Ek weet nie eers jou naam nie, Tannie. Nee, ek soek nie jou naam nie. Ek ken hom nie. Maar ek het hom nooit gevra nie, want van die eerste dag het ek jou ma genoem. En jy het my lief gehad van die dag dat ek na hierdie kerk toe gekom het. Het jy my lief gehad. En ek weet jy is een van ons ouderlinge se vroue se ma. Maar vir my is jy net soos my ma. En toe ek vandag vir jou goeiemôre gesê het, ek het gesê, goeiemôre ma. Ek ken jou net as ma. En ek eer jou vandag. Okay, wonderful. So you ready? So we're not going to put the questions up. We're going to ask this question for the first gift voucher. What is Moses' mother's name?
Yo.
Ha, 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 ha. Yo. As my friend, you can say, Mara. I said, say it loudly. You said, Mara. I said, no, not Mara. Mary, you said Mary. Yes, who said Mary? You're wrong. Well done. Nice to have you. Happy Mother's Day. No. You've been living in my house. No. You came and had coffee. Yes. Hey? Mary. Miriam, absolutely wonderful. No, you're not. You're wrong as well. Yes, sir. Hey? Bise Jochebed. I say Jochebed. Keep standing. Enjoy a nice meal with your mother. Jochebed it is. Jochebed, did you know that? It's in the Bible. Moses' mother's name is Jochebed. Baie dankie. Baie dankie. Okay, then we got to ask the second question. What are the names of the midwives? Because you wouldn't have a baby if you didn't have a midwife. And what are the names of the midwives in the book of Exodus? Mary. Yeah, Mary. Mary. Yeah. Mary's everywhere. Mary's everywhere. Anybody. No AI. Your mother. Stop it. Erica, stop it. I can see you on your phone. Put your phone down, Erica. Who said Zipra? And what's the other one's name? Pua. Don't swear in the church, bro. Shipra and Pua. Did you know that? Shipra and Pua. You come get your voucher. And whoever whispered to you, enjoy it. Enjoy it. And you can have a meal with your mum just because you have a beautiful mum. And because you're a beautiful lady. Okay, so we have to ask this question. What was, because it's Mother's Day and you're like, hey, let's go to church, it's Mother's Day. Crocodile?
No,
not Dundee. What is Timothy's granny's name? What's Eunice? Eunice? Yo, that's absolutely amazing. That's his mother's name. Very close. Who? Yeah, I say, my mate, come here, so. You didn't realize it was so much about mothers in the Bible, eh? Yeah. Okay, last one. What did Ruth's mother-in-law call herself? Who said that? There we go. There we go. Girl, enjoy your time with your mum. Okay, happy Mother's Day. And for those who come tonight, I've got different questions. If you've become a single mum this year you've become a single mum either through death or divorce, is there anybody here who's become a single mum this year? Where? Why don't you come here, ma'am? Please come. Yeah, come, Geraldine, you've become a single mum. God knows, God cares, God can stop a Mother's Day service to remind you that you are not alone, young lady. He will look after you. Take someone and bless them. For 30 years, this lady nursed a very sick husband. Has never, ever had the opportunity to travel overseas. And on Tuesday, through the generosity of the people in this church, she gets on an aeroplane to renew 30-year-old friendships of people she used to work with. Because the local church is an awesome place where single mothers get to thrive. God bless you, girl. God bless you. Did you ever think you would stand proudly in front of the church?
No. Knowing
that God can do whatever he wants. And on this Mother's Day, you thought, flip, it's going to be really lonely.
Not cool.
It's going to be not cool, hey? But God's cool.
He's cool. Amen. God's cool. And he stays cool.
And he stays cool. So invite somebody for lunch. Oh.
Drop the mic.
Thank you.
Mercy. There's a man called David here, Portuguese man. He's 83 years old. He lost his wife, Rina. She turned 80 in February. He lost her a few weeks ago. He's here today with his daughter and his son-in-law and his grandson. Where are you, David? Where are you? Can you pass us back to David? David, you take your grandson out for a meal today. Spoil him. Okay, I've got 30 minutes starting now. No, don't worry, relax. Let's go to Exodus chapter 1, please. Good morning, nice to see you. I'm going to talk to mothers. I'm going to talk to daughter-in-laws. I'm going to talk to teenagers. Then I'm going to talk to mothers again. Exodus chapter 1, please, and we're going to start reading in verse 15. The king of Egypt said to the Hebrew midwives, whose names were Say it. It might win you a competition when you leave this church and join Doxa next year. Now, Doxa probably wouldn't do this. Whose names are Shipra and Pua. When you help the Hebrew women in childbirth and observe them on the delivery stool, if it is a boy, kill him. But if it is a girl, let her live. Let's keep that up there. Don't look at me. So basically, if we get rid of the men, we can take the wives for concubines or prostitutes or wives, and we can eventually take them into our Egyptian world, and actually we'll integrate them into our society and we'll reproduce more Egyptians. But the boys, get rid of the boys. And so there's a murder threat over the boys of Egypt. What's over your life today on Mother's Day? What is the edict over your life? What is the saying over your life? Maybe it's this week that you got some kind of news about some kind of thing that has completely unfashioned you and completely driven you and feared you, whatever. What is the thing over your life? The midwives, however, feared God and did not do what the king of Egypt had told them to do. They let the boys live. So it's a crooked system, but inside of the system are people that fear God. So this is how the system worked. The king, the men, the woman, the barren woman. The king, the men, the woman, the barren woman. Barren women had absolutely no standing in society. And yet when the book of Exodus is written, one of the greatest books in the Bible, the king doesn't get a name, but the barren woman get given a name. And maybe you're sitting here and saying, nobody knows me, nobody cares about me, I haven't counted in society. You are the very people that God names and uses. The Bible works completely differently to the systems of the world. Then the king of Egypt never gets a name, eh? He never gets a name. If I gave this message a title, it would be Five Women and No Funeral. Five women and no funeral. God is busy developing a rescuer. He's a man who's going to rescue a whole nation, millions of people. And you know how he does it? He uses five women. Starts with Shipra and Pua. Then the king of Egypt summoned the midwives and he asked them, why have you done this? Why have you let the boys live? The midwives answered Pharaoh, Hebrew women are not like Egyptian women. They are vigorous and give birth before the midwives arrive. Why don't you two stand? Yeah, you got to stand. Don't look around. You'll be embarrassed. Just look at me. How the heck did you fit in there? Why don't you stand? Why don't you stand? And the Bible says that men are stronger than women. You oaks wouldn't survive 15 minutes in a labor ward, China. I was pushing so hard, I popped a vein in my eye. And the doctor said, stick your head out the window, young man, you're going to faint. I was pushing. This thing. Was 5 kgs, 11 pounds. Natural birth.
Oh my word,
natural birth.
Hi, when's your baby due? Ah, well, we've got an elected Caesar on the 14th of September.
Jy moet net 'n boere vrou trou my ma, sy sal hom uitstoot. 5 kilograms, geen probleem. Baie dankie, tot ziens. Mel, happy Mother's Day, my darling. You are not my mother, but you are a vigorous chick. So God was kind to the midwives, and the people increased. They became even more numerous. And because the midwives feared God, he gave them families of their own. Oh, guys. King, men, women, nothing in society. The Bible calls them Shipra and Pua. And because they feared God, he gave them families of their own. We need people, just people of no rank, no title, that will just stand up for God
And we will start to see the power of God break out in our city. And maybe you say, nobody knows, nobody cares. God knows, God cares. Single mother, barren woman, God knows, God cares. Just keep fearing him. He'll open radical doors for you. Then Pharaoh, no name, gave this order to all his people. Every boy that is born, you must throw into the? What happens in the Nile? Amen. Amen. In the Nile, there are crocodiles. And some of you mothers are going to get let go of your children today because some of them are 35 and you're still holding on to them. I'm speaking to you on Mother's Day. I'm speaking to you on Mother's Day because Jochebed trusted God enough that she placed her three-month-old child into a crocodile-infested river because she believed God more than she believed society. And you are not the salvation of your children. God is the salvation of your children. And God has got more power to look after your children. And the Nile's not some kind of spreiky, bronchos spreiky, Nel spreiky. It's a groot rivier, my maat. It's a, soos die Oranje rivier. It's a pumping river. And she knew that he was safer in a pumping crocodile-infested river than in her care because God had better opportunity to take care of him than she did. Now a man of the house of Levi married a Levite woman and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. But when she saw that he was a fine child, have you ever seen a parent that doesn't think their child is fine? It's an amazing thing, hey? You check old Buck Uyra there and you say, hey, isn't he beautiful? And you think, yo. Yo. He could go into like air traffic control, like the radar thing, you know. But they say, oh, he's beautiful. Now, that's not what it means. It just means, if you read Hebrews, because she makes the list in Hebrews, it says he was no ordinary child. For my friends Glenn and Simone, who bought their little boy, Peter James, they call him James. They brought him here today, I think, for the second or third time. I met Glenn about here, and he said, will you do my wedding? I did his wedding. He teaches at Pretoria Boys High. And then his beautiful wife, Simone, and then they had this little boy, and they brought him today. He's no ordinary child. You're no ordinary child. You're no ordinary child. And when you look at people, friends, when you look at people, these are the Pitzer brothers. You're no ordinary children. You had a remarkable mother and a remarkable father who taught you the ways of God. You are no ordinary children. I had the privilege of doing your son's funeral and your mum and dad's funeral, both of them. No ordinary children. Look at the person next to you and just say this. You are no ordinary child.
Hallelujah.
No, guys, I'm being dead serious. I'm being dead serious. This is my firstborn son. This is my firstborn son. That is my friend Mark. Mark used to come and live in our home. Mark used to look after my firstborn son and my daughter. He used to babysit for us. Now he's sitting, and then Mark got given this incredible blessing. Actually, the way that he started a home group, and he was so shy, the first girl that walked in, he said, will you marry me? I mean, he should have said, welcome to my home group, but she said, yes, I'll marry you. And it goes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, these six. I look at you, say, you're no ordinary child. Sarah, Tiki, you're no ordinary child. Amber, you are no ordinary child. Rachel, you are no ordinary child. Josh, you are no ordinary child. Jude, you are no ordinary child. Mitchell, you are no ordinary child. And now God gives us these gifts. And on Mother's Day, we realize we have to steward
these unbelievable gifts which God has knit together in the mother's womb. And for all you mothers, just put your hand here. And I want to say, Lord God, bless these wombs that knit together these extraordinary children. Sue, why don't you come and stand with me here? Come, Sue. Come, son of Sue. Will you take photos of your children today and just look at them? Maybe some of them have wandered from the truth. Maybe some of them are far from God. Maybe some of them don't want to set foot in a church any longer. But will you just take that photograph and look at them and say, no ordinary child. I want to look in your eyes, Simon, and say this to you with your mum between us. You're a fine man. Look at me. See, why don't you say that? Say, you're a fine.
You're a fine man. He is, and I love him.
How are we doing on Mother's Day? How are we doing on Mother's Day? Can you imagine if a mother looked down at her son like that and said, he is a fine child? Can you imagine the Father in heaven when he looks down at you and thinks, woo-wee, this is beautiful, beyond description. And you three young girls, you came from the same womb. Fine, fine children. And you, young man, with your mum in the back of the church on an oxygen bottle, having barely survived COVID, every time I see her with that oxygen bottle, still coming to church with that oxygen bottle, because without it, she dies. And inside of that womb, God put together something very fine. And Zander Manita, this beautiful young man that we see here, this strong young man, came from your womb, is a massive thing. Happy Mother's Day. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. Say 3 months.
3 months.
Mitchell stayed in our bedroom for one night. It was the worst night of my life. I had all sorts of beautiful things in my heart. Amazing grace, how sweet. But he's like, shut up! Second night in the baby's room. Imagine keeping a newborn child quiet for 3 months. That's faith. That's faith. And she had faith to take a newborn child where the command of the king was kill him. If he just peeped, he would have been killed. But she had faith to hide him for 3 months. Can you imagine if you take today's date and on Mother's Day you take the faith of Jochebed and trust God that in 3 months' time, something can be completely different? Can you do that today on Mother's Day? You trust God? May, June, July, beginning of August, something can look completely different. I think she's an amazing woman. But when she could hide him no longer, you see, we've all got a measure of faith. When she could hide him no longer, she cut a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. The only time that this verse appears in the Bible is when they built the ark and they coated it with tar and pitch. That word is teba, which means like a covenant, which means a protection. And while your son, who might have been in and out of rehab 15 times and you don't know how to do it anymore, you can only do what your faith allows. And I'm saying today, would you just coat whatever vehicle it might be in the prayer and the covenant of God and release your son into the care of Jesus. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds. What lives in the reeds? Along the bank of the Nile. Because safer is the child in the hand of God than in our own hands. Next verse, please. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. Why don't you stand, Nas? Why don't you stand? And when you look, when you look at a distance of any one of these, who's the first to phone? Who's the first to bring a meal? Who's the first to pray? Who's the first to put a message on the message group? Who is it, boys? Who is it? It's the sister. Because on Mother's Day, we heard you say it. We heard it at your 21st, Sarah. What did you say about your sister on the 21st? What did you say? You said at the end of it, you said, I want to be religious like you two. You know what that religion is? That is taking care of, from a distance, your well-being. And the church is made up of brothers and sisters. And whatever you go through, this should be the safest place in the whole world because there should be brothers and sisters that are looking out for you. That's my friend Jochen. That's his wife, Zetska. They've got three daughters. I'm your brother. I'm your pastor, but actually much more, I'm your brother and I'm your friend. And I've looked out for you for years as you have looked out for me. I know how many days your dad was alive because the photograph you sent me of the cap of how many days your dad was alive, I have that. It's dear to me, that number. That number's imprinted inside of my heart. And Erica, the reason that I can stand here and honor you is because you met with your sister, your biological sister that you never knew lived in the same town as you. But God did know that. And he just, on Mother's Day, he just somehow weaved a pattern until one day your sister that you had never met came dressed in the same dress as you, with the same shoes as you, with the same bunch of flowers as you, because you're part of the same family. And on Mother's Day, I want to tell you this, friends, this thing is like a womb. This is like a womb, and inside of this womb, God starts to knit together a family where brothers and sisters actually look at each other, take care of each other, serve one another, sacrifice for one another. Five women, Shipra and Pua, Jochebed, Miriam, the sister of Moses. Let's keep reading. Then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the river bank. She saw the basket amongst the reeds and sent her slave girls to get it. She opened it and she saw the baby. Keep the baby crying, Sana. It's part of the story. Where are you going? That was like a cue. Her dad was really cruel. Her dad was like really, really, really cruel. She opened and she saw the baby. He was crying. And she felt sorry for him. We have to know that even in evil systems, God can put compassionate people.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So that our children can be taken care of. This is one of the Hebrew babies, she said. Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?" "Yes, go," she answered, and the girl went and got the baby's mother, Jochebed. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you." That's a great scheme, eh? Get somebody else to pay. Okay. Listen, guys, I've got school fees coming up. So the woman took the baby and nursed him. I have a whole lot of stuff to go. Five women. Shipra and Pua. A woman called Miriam, a sister. Jochebed, a mother. And Pharaoh's daughter took care of one boy, delivered him, from the edict which was over his life, which was be to kill all the boys. And that boy ended up saving a whole nation.
Amen.
You were not born by mistake. You are no ordinary child. And you say to me, I was born out of wedlock. So was Jesus. So was Jesus. You say, I was a mistake. I have seen some of the greatest preachers that came out of mistakes. You are no ordinary child. And God would place all sorts of people around you, sisters, mothers, midwives, daughters of kings, because you are safer in the reeds of the Nile than in the hands of a human being. God bless you.